This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. Well, I am glad we're back together. I have been off for most of the summer and certainly still working, but in a season of writing. And so we haven't hung out in a while. It's good to be back. And I'm really excited about the season. It goes right in line with everything I've been reading and praying about and thinking about lately. And I'm really sensing this is an important message. We're going to do something different this season. We're going to really walk through the book of Galatians and just look at different parts of it. So if you want to, in your quiet times, maybe even pull together some people and read together. We're not going to cover every verse of it, but we're going to talk through really the whole book and specifically to do with pressure. The pressure that we feel everywhere all the time. It feels like a loud drum. You know, it was just back to school not that long ago, and the number of friends I had that were just pulling out their hair. And I was too, honestly, figuring out the right uniforms for practices that he was supposed to wear. And you know, I have a senior this year, and she just got track captain. So I'm a track captain's mom. And so we're hosting parties for that, as well as both of my big kids are back in Dallas, Texas, and they have their own fun things happening, and I enjoy being part of their lives. And so it just feels just in the kid front, like, gosh, I could have a full-time job only caring for these kids, but that's not my only job. And so I know for all of us, this is a topic that we probably can relate to. Of somewhere in our life, we feel the pressure to meet expectations. We feel the pressure to achieve. We feel the pressure to not disappoint people. And I am excited. We're going to talk about it this season. Anytime I have talked about pressure on the podcast, it has been a very listened to episode. And I think the reason why is because this is a real felt need. We're all wrestling with this. Pressure is one of those things that bumps really closely up against a very familiar word for all of us, which can be anxiety or worry or stress, right? These are words, feeling words that we've talked a lot about here. But I think pressure is this other force, this other thing that is almost outside of us that feels like it's coming against us. I remember being pretty far into public ministry and just wanting out from under the pressure that public ministry was bringing on my life. And I knew I needed a break. And when I got that break and I got truly took off the pressure and the weight that I was carrying, it was so wonderful that I spent that season of my life really trying to figure out how do I not put that back on? Because if I go back to this, I don't want to live this way. At the same time, you know, there can be that unhealthy pressure that is almost manufactured in our own mind. We're trying to hit goals that nobody else even set for us. We're trying to achieve things that nobody else said we had to achieve. We're trying to meet expectations that nobody even named. So there sometimes is a real pretend pressure that we have built up in our head that is really big. And for some of us, there's a very real pressure. There's demands that just exist, and there's no getting around those. There's no ignoring those. One of my friends, as we were talking about the subject the other night, we were talking about the verse that says for us to be still, and that the Israelites were about to cross the Red Sea. And the Lord basically said to them, I will fight for you. Like, I will deal with this problem. Well, that sounds great in theory, but at the end of the day, you know, my friend just said, if I stand still, like, my life is going to run over me. I have to keep up. I have to make sure that I'm meeting all these marks, or things are going to fall apart, not only for me, but for my work, for my kids. And so there's a very real part of pressure that makes the world go round, that causes us to do our best work, that causes us to notice the people around us and to lead them and to care for them. So pressure is not always an enemy. It actually can be a great gift. And so we're going to talk about really both sides of pressure and the times that pressure is a blessing and the times that pressure is truly something the enemy is using to ruin our joy and to ruin our lives and totally to distract us. So when I think about approaching Galatians, this was a book that I actually led a study in over 15 years ago. So I was leading in my living room at the time, and I remember specifically taking women through the book of Galatians, and it was such a breath of fresh air to me. I was a pastor's wife at the time. Yes, Zach was a pastor before he was an entrepreneur and was a church planner. And for years, that was our life. And I had young kids, and I was constantly overwhelmed. And I felt like when I read Galatians, I had a different vision of what God wanted from me than this rat race and this approval that I felt like I always had to hit. I've been reading a couple books lately that both of these will come up in the season. One is called Abba's Child by Brennan Manning. And it's a book I read several years ago, and it was so impactful in my life. In fact, this is probably my third time to read it. And it just reminds me again and again that our primary identity is that as a child of God. And if we could fully own that position in our lives, that we are a loved, accepted child of God, then our behavior, our words, our striving would be completely different because we would not feel all of this pressure. We would know we were secure and we were loved truly no matter what, because that is how I feel about my kids. They do screw up often and regularly, and I still love them. I adore them, and they can't lose that. They can't lose my delight, and they can't lose my affection. They might lose my approval on a certain day, but that does not mean that I do not love them and like them and delight in them. And so we're going to talk about that book, but also a book called Grace Awakening. Again, probably my third, fourth time to read that book, but I haven't picked it up in more than a decade. It just reminds me of the power of grace that I truly do not believe we have absorbed. That's why I keep reading the book. I think everyone should read the book. It is a remarkable understanding of grace, so much so that the first time I read it, I remember feeling like this can't be true. There's no way this can be true. There's no way grace can be this forgiving and this generous and this good. It scared me, candidly, because I thought, what keeps any of us on the tracks? If this is true, if God loves us this much and the grace is this good, why would we ever obey? And of course, we're going to talk about the verses that say that exact thing that Paul wrote. Galatians is going to bring up this subject of, can we prove ourselves? Are we able to strive and please God before salvation, after salvation? And it's going to say, are you crazy? Why would you even try? Why would you even try? And this is a different way to live. It is an abundant way to live. It's a way to live with joy and with peace and allowing the Holy Spirit to do work in our lives. It's not that we are not still submissive to the Lord, but that is happening out of a relationship based on trust and time spent together. It is not built on legalism and laws. No longer, it says in Jeremiah that when the new covenant comes, which was Jesus Christ, that there would come a time that the law would no longer be written on tablets of stone. It would be written on the hearts of its people, meaning that in relationship with God within me, I would know how to follow him. I would know what to do and where to go. And certainly the scriptures gives us those rails, but also God within us would be working out our lives and our obedience to God. And it's just a whole other way to live. And it causes you to enjoy God. It causes you to enjoy your life. I want it for all of you. I really believe that it's the most important thing we do together is that you would understand in a right way how God views you, what he wants for you, and that that would give you life and peace, because scripture promises us, Romans promises us, that as we meditate on the Lord and on his Spirit, that his Spirit is going to lead us in paths of peace and life. And that is what I pray for you. Not that you would have a perfect life, and not that you wouldn't even experience pressure, because I do think at times pressure can be a great gift, and we'll talk about that, but that you would enjoy specifically your relationship with God and where you are experiencing unnecessary pressure that isn't from God, that you would be able to recognize it and be able to take it off. So for the next 12 weeks, we are going to walk through this book. We are going to talk about pressure. On Tuesdays, I will teach out of Galatians. On Thursdays, we will have a guest and they will talk about their experience with pressure. It will be a lot of fun. I'm really glad you're here. I want you to be a part of the whole 12 weeks, but if you join us at any point, we're just glad you came.
If you haven't already, can you make sure and go to follow the show on Apple iTunes or subscribe anywhere you listen? And then also rate and review the show, because that's how people find the show. You would not believe the messages that we get from people all over the world who are listening every single week alongside you. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for another episode of the Made for This podcast.